With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Jennifer King has more.
The Republican National Convention heads into its second day in Milwaukee. Former President Donald Trump brought the crowd to life on Monday, entering the Fiserv Forum with a bandaged ear after his injury during an assassination attempt on Saturday. Trump named Ohio Senator and hillbilly effigy author J.D. Vance as his running mate.
Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if Donald Trump had been president.
In an interview for Fox News Channel's Hannity, Vance says he admires Trump's approach to foreign policy.
You don't commit America's troops unless you really have to, but when you do, you punch and you punch hard.
RNC organizers say immigration and crime are the featured topics. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's day three of jury deliberations in the bribery trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Julie Walker with that report.
Leaving federal court in New York Monday, the 70-year-old maintains his innocence.
I hope you can,
the Democrat accused of accepting gold bars and cash found in a raid on his home to use his political clout and of being a foreign agent for Egypt. The jury asking questions about the charges, including if unanimity was required to acquit on a single count. Menendez, charged with 16 counts, is on trial with two other businessmen. A third pled guilty and testified in the case. Julie Walker, New York.
Shoppers pausing their spending in June from May. Retail sales were unchanged in June from May after being revised upward to a 0.3% increase in May, according to the Commerce Department. Last month, April sales were revised downward, a 0.2% decline from unchanged. The Dow ahead 590 points. The Nasdaq is down 57. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Argentina has officially designated Hamas a terrorist group, breaking with the country's pro-Palestinian past. Argentina's new conservative president, Javier Milei, was the driving force behind that decision to condemn Hamas. The designation allows the Argentine government to freeze any assets Hamas has in the country, and to pursue other ones. Argentina has also declared Hezbollah to be a terrorist organization. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime Day is here.
Experts are taking advantage of this day to remind consumers to be wary of scams. Deceptions such as phony emails from people impersonating online retailers like Amazon are nothing new. But the Better Business Bureau says phishing attempts increase amid the heavy spending seen during significant sales events. The Better Business Bureau advises consumers to watch for look-alike websites, too-good-to-be-true social media ads, and unsolicited emails or calls.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Residents of about 200 homes in a small rural community on the Hawaiian island of Kauai evacuated by a windswept wildfire as firefighters tried to stop it from spreading by dropping water from the air. Kauai fire officials say the fire was burning approximately 2 square miles of land between Hanapepe and Kamakani. More details at srnnews.com.